The alarm didn't need to go off. The light did its job at 6:30, slipping through the shutters in that warm, honeyed way it has here in August. I lay still for a moment, listening to the city wake up. A scooter somewhere, the first calls from the Zidona, the clatter of a metal shutter going up on the street below. This was it, my last full day in Tunis. I'd planned to do nothing. The paperwork was done. Bank account open, SIM card sorted, the card to Sejour application already in the system, waiting for a decision I probably won't see before I leave. The flat in the Medina was a base I'd come back to, not a permanent address. So the morning was free. And the best way I know to spend a free morning in this city is to walk into the Medina before it gets too hot and let it do what it does. I stepped out at 7:15. The air was still holding the nights cool, that brief window before the sun starts pressing down. The souks were just opening, shutters rolling up, men arranging crates of peaches and figs, the smell of mint and diesel and old stone. I walked past the grand souk de Czechias, where the red felt caps are still made by hand, though I'm told the craft is dying. A few of the old workshops were already going, steam rising from the shaping blocks. I didn't stop, I just watched from the corner, feeling the rhythm of it. I found a seat at a small cafe in a side alley, one of those places with plastic chairs and a Formica counter. I ordered a coffee, not the espresso you'd get at a slick spot, just a proper strong coffee with a glass of water on the side. It cost about a dinar and a half, a little under half a dollar. I sat there for half an hour, watching the Medina fill up. There's a particular sound to it, that first hour. The scrape of chairs, the soft negotiation of prices, the occasional call between shopkeepers. It's not chaos. It's a system, and I'm starting to read it. I walked on, past the spice stalls where the colors pile up in pyramids, past the perfume souk, Souk El Adarine, which is apparently 13th century and still smells of jasmine and sandalwood in the morning heat. A man offered me mint tea with both hands and a smile. I declined, already caffeinated, but I made a note to come back in a cooler season for the slow version of this. The Medina is a different place when you're not chasing a list. You notice the doors, carved, worn, some left ajar, revealing courtyards with lemon trees. By 9, the heat was beginning to bite, so I turned back. There was one thing I wanted to do properly before leaving. Eat a final break, not at a tourist place, at the sort of counter where they serve it within 2 minutes of frying with a wedge of lemon and a bowl of lavabai on the side if you ask nicely. I found a spot near Babtoons, a kiosk with a few stools. The break was perfect, crisp, the yolk still runny, a little tuna and capers folded inside. About 2 dinars. I ate it standing, watching a man sell melons off the back of a cart. Then I did what I'd been avoiding all week. I went back to the flat, opened my map, and started thinking about the south. The plan is simple in theory. Follow the coast down, past Sousse and Monastir, then cut inland toward Djerba. But the details matter. The Lewage stations, the train times, where to break the journey so I'm not driving through heat exhaustion. The buses along the coast are cheap, maybe 10 or 15 dinars for a few hours. The Lewage minibuses are shared and fast, but you need cash and you need to be early. I wrote it all down on a pad, the way you do when you're still learning a place. I also checked my phone for the paperwork. Nothing. The cart to Sejour is still in the system, which is normal. They tell you to expect several weeks, sometimes longer. I've got the attestation from the bank, the rental contract, the photos. The file is complete. Now it's a waiting game, and the waiting can happen anywhere. I'm told the police commissariat that handles it is in the city center, and it's worth checking in person if you're still here. I'll do that when I'm back in the autumn. For lunch, I took the TGM out to La Marsa. The light rail runs along the coast, past Carthage and Sidi Bouzid, and even in the midday heat, the sea breeze coming through the open windows makes it bearable. The train was half empty, mostly people heading to the beach with coolers and umbrellas. I sat on the right side, watching the ruins at Carthage slide by, the Antonine baths, the jumble of Roman stone, and then the blue and white of Sidi Bouzid on the hill above. It's a picture postcard view, but it's also just real. People live there, watering plants, and arguing about football. La Marsa on a Friday in August is a small circus. Families, kids with inflatable rings, old men playing cards under the cafe awnings. I found a table at a spot on the Corniche, the kind of place with plastic tables and a view of the sea. I ordered oja, tomatoes and eggs stewed together with a little heat, served in the pan it's cooked in. With bread and a drink, it came to about 13 dinars, $4 at the current rate. The fish version was a couple more. I sat there for a long time, letting the salt air work on me. In the afternoon, I walked off the lunch along the Corniche to Sidi Bouzid, the blue and white village that's on every postcard. The streets were busy, but not unbearable. The cruise crowds don't usually make it this far up the hill. I stopped at Café de Dalis for a mint tea with pine nuts, about 4 dinars for the privilege of the view. The gulf spread out below, opal and hazy. I could see the rooftops of Carthage, the cranes in the port of La Galette, and far out, the faint line where the sea meets the sky. It's a view I could get used to. I thought about the festival. The Carthage International Festival is still running until mid-August, and I've heard the Alyssa concert is happening soon, though I couldn't get a ticket. They were, as I mentioned, only on the Tiscardi platform, and my timing was off. It doesn't matter. The festival will be there next year, and I've already had my nights of open-air music at Massart. Tonight, I'll do something lower-key, a final walk through the Medina after dark, when the crowds thin and the alleys turn blue. On the way back, I stopped at the Menza 5 neighborhood, near the Falfal Menze 5 restaurant, which I'd seen signposted on a bus and heard good things about. It's a local chain that does excellent brick and salads at prices that feel like a gift, a full meal for under 10 dinars. I know I said I wasn't going to eat more, but this is a goodbye tour. I'll allow myself one more. The evening came quickly. I packed my bags, one small duffel, since I'm traveling light for the coast, and sat on the rooftop terrace of the flat as the sun went down. The call to prayer rose from the Zidona, layered with the sound of televisions and the occasional horn from Avenue Habib Bourguiba. The light turned orange, then pink, then a kind of lavender that you only see in the Mediterranean. I thought about the week. The bank manager who stamped my documents with a smile, the cafe owner who remembered my order by the third day, the taxi driver who taught me two words of Tunisian Arabic I've already forgotten. It doesn't feel like I've left yet. It feels like I'm starting. The South is waiting, Djerba, the Sahara, the slow crawl along the coast, but I've learned one thing this week. Tunisia isn't a place you rush. It's a place you sit with, a coffee at a time. So this is how I say goodbye to Tunis for now. Not with a grand gesture, but with a full belly, a wallet lighter by about 40 dinars, and the knowledge that the North will still be here when I return. Aslima, Tunis. I'll be back before the olives turn. The South calls. Before I go, a quick practical note for anyone following this path. The exchange rate this week was around 3.1 dinar to the dollar. A local meal will cost you anywhere from 8 to 50 dinars, depending on how fancy you go. A coffee is 1 to 2 dinar. The TGM to La Marsa is a couple of dinar each way. And the paperwork, the cart de séjour, takes patience, so start it early and bring good snacks. Now come with me. The Luage is leaving in the morning, and I've got a window seat.